This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Hello and welcome to our first ever Joy 94.9 Berry Street Podcast. This will be the first of many monthly podcasts featuring Berry Street representatives, foster carers in the know, and perhaps even some foster kids themselves. This podcast is presented and produced from Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. I am Jason Gibbs, and I have the luxury of being joined this month by the lovely Megan Holden. Megan, hello and welcome. Or perhaps should I say thank you for giving Joy the opportunity to present this podcast with visitors on your Berry Street website too.
Hi, how are you going?
So this is very exciting, our first podcast. What are we going to be exploring on this podcast, Megan?
We're going to be exploring all things Berry Street, really. We'll talk a little bit about our services and what's happening and things that are topical, I guess, to our sort of work.
So Berry Street, been around for a little bit.
Been around since 1877, so just a
good
little
run.
While. Yeah, we're doing okay.
You must have ironed out the kinks by now.
We're doing okay.
Let's have a look at Berry Street in a bit more detail. Tell us about Berry Street. What are the kind of services that you provide to the community?
Okay, well, Berry Street, for those that don't know us, we're a not-for-profit organisation. We're a child and family welfare organisation, and we're independent, so we're not affiliated to any churches or anything like that. We're independent. We're actually the largest independent child and family welfare organisation in Victoria, and we run a number of different services. We have family support services, family violence services. We offer residential support, community programs, foster care, and we also run a registered independent school as well.
Berry Street are a non-for-profit organisation.
That's right.
Where does funding come from?
So we do get majority government funding, so state government primarily and federal government, but that never really covers absolutely everything.
We want this. Yeah, we're going to give you that instead.
That's right. You know, we're always looking for more. So we look to the community and we look to corporate businesses and trusts and funds and those sorts of places to, you know, help us provide all the services.
Runs on an oily rag like Joy.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the Fostering with Pride campaign. When did that get started? When did you kick off with this, the concept?
Well, the concept started probably a couple of years ago. There was some guidelines that were developed around recruiting gay and lesbian carers, and they were distributed. And we had a look at them at the time, a couple of years ago, as I said, and looked at how the organisation would adopt some of those guidelines and what that meant for us and our services. And I left the organisation for a little while, and when I came back, there were a number of the staff were looking at putting these things in place, and the discussion sort of started off, and we sort of went from there. We just sort of we got a working group together, and it all took off. It's been great.
Say 10 years ago, if a same-sex person went along to Berry Street and said, I would like to foster care children, was it a strike against their name?
Yeah, look, I think 10 years ago, people wouldn't have been out. You know, they wouldn't have necessarily declared their sexuality.
Sure.
And unfortunately, for a lot of people, that's still the case, which is why one of the drivers behind Fostering with Pride campaign in the first place. There were a lot of people, and I'm still hearing it and heard it over the last couple of months, people didn't think they could foster because they thought they would be rejected on the basis of their sexuality.
Well, I guess that still exists in a lot of different areas in life for GLBTI people. You know, an example, giving blood, people don't even want to think about that because of the difficulties associated with that.
That's right.
So it's good to know that you're doing what you're doing, and for the most part, for the kids that really need this kind of support and foster carers.
Absolutely. You know, there is a lot of need out there for foster carers. carers, and we recognise that there's a lot of gay and lesbian singles and couples out there that would be fantastic carers if they knew that the opportunity was available to them.
And it just maybe planting that seed in a person's mind when they are perhaps thinking about surrogacy and all that kind of thing too, because they've got an urge to be a parent, to have a little bit of a think about foster care instead, or perhaps as well.
That's right. And look, we've had some people say, look, I really like kids and I think I'd be able to provide good care. I don't want to have my own kids though.
Yeah.
You know, or I'd like to provide short-term care. This is a great option for them.
I got a chance to look after my 4-year-old goddaughter on Saturday for about 5 hours with her 7-month-old sister. And I must say, it can be tiring, but you remember it when they leave and you wish that they were back again. So,
that's right. It is. It's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
What sort of things so far have taken place as part of the Fostering with Pride campaign?
So we've been pretty busy actually over the last few months, as Joy would know. Mm. We've been at Midsummer. We also marched in Pride March this year for the first time, and which was fantastic and something that was really great for our carers as well as our staff. And we were up at Chill Out as well. So they've been some of the key events that we've done.
Do you have many GLBTI staff?
We have a mixture of staff, like everywhere, you know. Yeah. We've got gay and lesbian staff and carers. Mm. And we recognise that there are gay and lesbian carers out there. I think the thing is that a lot of organisations don't directly and overtly advertise to the community. And so we felt it was really important to be visible. And we've had a fantastic reaction, particularly at Pride.
Miss out and you get the quality.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, people at Pride were calling out and coming up to us and saying it's so fantastic that you're visible. So
far, what have you achieved with this campaign?
Look, I think one of the really key things for us was to build awareness in the community about what Berry Street does. You know, we have been around for a long time, but, you know, a lot of people, this isn't in their radar, I guess. And we will get a lot of people asking us, you know, well, what does Berry Street actually do? So building that awareness in the community and building awareness for people that are interested in fostering that, you know, they would be welcome and they wouldn't be discriminated against. We think that's really important. And it's also been really good for, as I said before, our current carers and our own staff, that we've had a lot of, you know, really good feedback, that people feel really proud as an organisation that we're being visible. It's been really good. And we've had a couple of info nights and getting people talking about some of the issues.
So you have been around town at all different events in the GLBTI community over the Midsummer Carnival and at Chill Out Festival in Daylesford, and you do hold regular information evenings for people to find out more. Is there another one coming up?
We haven't got one scheduled at the moment, but if people get onto the Fostering with Pride website, you can register interest. We can let people know when the next one is, but we can also send out information at any time and we can follow up with a phone call. We come out and meet with people, meet with them at their homes or wherever is comfortable, and we can have a chat about it without any commitment, just to talk through what is fostering and what does it entail and all those sorts of things.
So the Fostering with Pride page can be found at, what's the actual address of that?
It's www.fosteringwithpride, all one word, .org.au.
Awesome. And there's a good chance that there'll be a Berry Street banner on the Joy website as well. So have a look out for that if you do forget that that link. Is there a good need for foster carers at the moment? Are there a lot of kids that are waiting for that level of support?
Yeah, there's a huge need, not just in Victoria or Australia, it's worldwide. Mm. We know that a lot of carers are leaving for a lot of different reasons. It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
life gets hectic, exactly. We desperately need them. We know that there's increased number of kids in out-of-home care, and majority of kids in out-of-home care are living in foster care, so we are always short and we always need people.
Not all kids are going to be able to be housed, right? Because there's such a need. Or do they eventually get housed?
There's different kinds of accommodation.
Because by the time you get to 18, you're pretty much on your own, ready to take on the world, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for out-of-home care, it's from babies through to 17-year-olds. Right. Once people turn 18, they're legally adults. So under the legislation, they no longer fall under out-of-home care.
Right.
But there's different forms of accommodation. There's residential accommodations, which is staffed by paid professional staff.
Okay.
But there's also kinship care where kids can live with extended family. There's a few different options, but the majority of kids do live in foster care.
I could imagine as a young person being 18, 19, 20, that kind of age group, knowing that foster care didn't come your way, it would be a little bit debilitating, wouldn't it? A bit challenging for you, right?
Yeah, look, it does. It's a really, you know, not only kids coming in experiencing difficulties, they've come from families where there have been difficulties. So, you know, there's lots of different issues that end up building, you know, and sometimes they do end up moving placements, and that's really hard too.
Yeah.
So there's so many areas of need there and so many supports that are required for kids because, you know, it's traumatic and it's difficult. And it's hard enough being kids and being teenagers, let alone having abuse and different issues on top of that.
And these are the things that happen in your early life that really do determine sort of your path to an extent as you grow older. So it'd be great to get some positive kind of...
positive role models.
That's what I was looking for, role models.
Yeah, and that makes all the difference. Yeah. It's people should never underestimate the impact that they have on a kid's life because kids remember that person that actually stopped and made a difference to them. Or cared or asked the right question or gave them a hug.
Do you think sometimes people are just a little bit scared that they might not be a good guardian?
Yeah, look, it's a huge commitment,
yeah.
You know, but I think what people need to realise is that they're not alone. You know, as a foster carer, you have a support person, you have a case manager allocated who is your support person. You have 24-hour backup.
Yeah.
So if it's 2 a.m. and you're struggling, there's a phone number
really?
And there's someone
wow.
there, you know, and then there's a backup for that backup.
Regular
you know?
Parents don't get that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we do training and we have people that we can consult with as well. So you're never just given a kid and said good luck. You know, there's a whole lot of systems around that young person or that child to support you.
You're listening to the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Well, it seems like we've answered why people should become foster carers because it's a great need. Why should they go to Berry Street to get involved?
I think, you know, when we looked at the Fostering with Pride campaign, you know, one of the things was it builds on our principle of we're being an inclusive organisation. I think that we do offer good support to our carers, 24-hour support, as I mentioned. You know, there's also a financial reimbursement for costs, and that's a consideration for some people, but people are financially reimbursed for those sorts of expenses. You know, and we welcome people from all different backgrounds, whether that be sexuality, or culture or whatever. And as I said, we have training and support for people as they go along.
Well, I think it's definitely worth, if you've thought about becoming a foster carer at any stage, you must get on the website and check out the website to see, you know, get a little bit more info on it. And of course, you can call Berry Street to find out more information. And, you know, you're not compelled to become a foster carer tomorrow if you just make that call, are you?
Absolutely not. A lot of people take time and think about it and we expect that. And you're never locked into it. You know, at any point you could say, this is not for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get that and we understand why.
See, we recently went to buy a new car and got the car salesman thing. My experience with you so far, Megan, is nothing like that.
There is no car salesman here, no. It's got to be right and it's got to be the right time too.
Yeah.
And some people come along and start the process and then say, not yet. You know, we want to come back next year and do it later in the year or whatever. And we completely understand that. That's fair enough.
Excellent. Megan Holden, thank you so much for joining us for our first podcast.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Megan.
That was the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.